Praise the Lord. I praise and thank God for this time that the Lord gives us to be together. Let's take some time to go through the Word. It shouldn't be a big message, hopefully, but let's be in a prayerful attitude. I want to start off with a word of prayer, and I ask all of you to also just have a word of prayer. Pray for me that I'm able to deliver it faithfully, and I pray for yourself that you're able to receive the Word of God. Loving Heavenly Father, we come before you, Jesus. Speak to us, O God. Speak to us. It's your word. We are yours, and Lord, we are so prideful at heart that sometimes we may not receive your word, and I pray that you would make our heart a good soil that would bear 30, 60, and 100 fold. Lord, I give myself into your hands, Lord. I am only a sower. But I pray the seeds would fall in good ground. I pray nobody would be distracted. I pray, Lord, that the enemy would not allow our youngsters to fall tired. And I pray, Lord, that Holy Spirit, you would help them receive your word and choose to be obedient. Jesus, strengthen me. I am weak, Lord. I am weak. I trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's read from 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1.
Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
Thank you. That's fine. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. When we read, generally, when we read, therefore having these promises, my question to you, don't answer this out loud. When you hear promises, what comes to your mind? Right? Promises. You know, people say, hey, there's a promise of God on you. What comes to your mind? Is it the traditional way where we say, Vaktatam, Paniyatha Veedu, Vettatha Kenar? If our understanding about promises quickly goes to, Ende mel oru Vaktatam undu, Njan oru doctor aavum. The sad thing about that is those promises are in this shakeable kingdom. ഇളകുന്ന രാജ്യത്തിലെ വാക്തത്വമാണ് നമ്മൾ ആദ്യം മനസ്സിൽ വരുന്നത് അല്ലെ, സാധ്യത അല്ലേ, ഇളകുന്ന രാജ്യത്തെ വാക്തത്വം. ഇളകുന്ന രാജ്യത്തിലെ വാക്തത്വമാണ് ലോങ് ലൈഫ്. റൈറ്റ്? വിറ്റ് ഈസ് വെരി ഹാർഡ് ഫോർ അസ്റ്റ് എംപ്രൈ. സോറി ഇഫ് ഐ എം മേക്കിംഗ് എനിബഡി അൺകംഫർട്ടബിൾ, ബട്ട് ഇറ്റ്സ് നോട്ട് മീ, ഇറ്റ്സ് ദ വേർഡ് ഓഫ് ഗാഡ്. ബിക്കോസ് ഇഫ് യു സീ ഇൻ ദ ന്യൂ ടെസ്റ്റ്മെന്റ്, ഇഫ് ലോങ് ലൈഫ് ഇസ് എ പ്രോമിസ് in New Testament, then all of the disciples should have lived up to 80. In the New Testament, even good health is not a promise. Great education is not a promise. Sorry, I'm probably flipping the table right here. I may feel like I'm, you know, taking that whip and going into that temple and flipping up the tables. But this puts us all down. And it puts me down, by the way. Right? But what comes as promise? And in fact, maybe you might find people that might take this verse and say, oh, therefore having these promises, which promises? You may be thinking of the car that God has promised you. You may be thinking of the education. You may be thinking, my family's prosperity. But read the verses in context. One of the things that is always talked in the youth group or youth meetings is read the word in context. Let's read just one verse above. Just one verse above. I can read it. 6 verse 18, Stacy. 6:18. See, okay. I'll be a father to you and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Almighty. Therefore, having these promises. The promise in the New Testament is about a fatherly relationship. My dad right now is back in India. Whatever he, let's say, sustains over there, makes it grow or, you know, place, I'm not going to benefit out of it. But the fact that he's there as a father is the benefit. Even in this world, like I said, all hold on to this church. Hold on to this. Please don't think long life, health, all those good things is the sign of promise. A good car? No, a good job. What about the people who experience gap years in their career? What do you say? Avan prarthichu, devam takka samayappa avanu chedu. Have you ever heard of anybody saying, devan takka samayappa adu adachu? Do you know a God who says no to you? I thank God for the times he, you know, said no to me. Sometimes he doesn't even answer. Ah, devatthes, do you love him? Do you love him when he's still silent? Do you doubt that, maybe nyan kalinyosan cheda paabama ende pidurthum? I mean, when we made, let's say, 3 mistakes, is that the time when our father said, you're no more our child? If our earthly father, who is evil, gives good gifts, how much more the heavenly father? So our standard of our God's love, of our God, heavenly father's love, is often, enikku vendi devan cheydu ennulla. Devan cheyandiya onnum cheyidillelum. If God has not done anything for you, still he is a good God because he sent his son. Onnum chey ningal prarthichathinu maruvadi anukoolamayi kittiyillelum. God is still good God. If you learn it at a young age, like, you know, youths, you learn that at a young age, you embrace that at a young age, you won't be distressed. You will go into despair moments, you will go into depression when you realize that, oh, prarthichathum kondayalla needi ende kunye prarthikkatha etranathane devam karadilayi devathinte karam vannu. Right? Let me ask you one thing. All those who think they are perfectly healthy, is every enzyme in your body working the way it has to because you didn't drink any soda? No. But endu cheyidu? I haven't invested anything for myself besides the grace of God. I love the way J. John Pastor says, kruba, kruba, kruba. Grace, grace, grace. Nothing else. You could have failed in your subjects. This is not an encouragement to not study. Okay? But I am saying, adalla ivide ethikkune. You can be a failure and you can be a blessing. In fact, we all find encouragement from those who have failed. You look at Joseph, Potakantu. We all are happy about the prime minister part. And we are, okay, you know. But God's call is not a smooth journey. Devumayittu nadakkuvan varunna oru sugakaramaya ellam kittunna jeevithamalla chalappa no parayunna oru devu discipline cheyyune. Sometimes people say, use these verses very, let me, even disciplining, right? That's a big challenge for people. Be disciplining. How do you discipline? Jesus said, the word of God says, the father whom he will love the discipline, that he will discipline the son that he loves. In fact, if you read the scriptures, he says, he scourges. Enna chandu? Massaging therapy. Or is it, by the way, this is also not to, you know, take the cane and go haywire with your kid. No, that's not what it means. What I am saying is, God's love is shown through sometimes the no's that you receive, the promises that you think sometimes, that some prophet must have told you, must have been about this earthly blessing, and you are worried that it has not happened by 22. Sometimes some people may get married at 23, and they say, oh, ellam nerathe nadannu. And some people may get married at 29. Is that a sign of God's less favor? Anganeyanengil, we need to change. Pinna, because you know why? We are telling two things. We are saying devathinte time and we are saying nammada time. Nammada time enna mariyanda pattu onnum pattathilla. പക്ഷെ ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ ടൈമിൽ നിന്ന് മാറത്തുമില്ല. ഇഫ് തിങ്സ് ഡോണ്ട് ഹാപ്പൻ അറ്റ് അവർ ടൈം, യു ലൂസ് നത്തിങ് ഇൻ ഗോഡ്സ് ഐസ്. Praise God. So therefore, having these promises, and the promise is the fatherly relation. And so it's a fatherly relation is the promise. And because you have such a promise, there is one thing you have to do. You have to cleanse yourself. Verse 7, verse 1 back, Stacey. Thank you. Yeah. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. See, this is a problem. I don't know if you noticed, there's a problem that in what I did before. I only made you read one verse before. Let's go two verses before. Let's go to 6:17. Yeah. Okay, go on, next one. Your translation says, and I will be a father, or just I will be a father? See, there is a connection now. He will be a father to you, but you have a responsibility to come out of them and separate yourself. So, verbaadum pidirthavum oruvichavum. Separation, living a holy life and experiencing the fatherhood of God goes hand in hand. That is why it's saying, and because you have these promises, which promise? The fact that he's going to be a father, and because he told that you have to leave the people that you were with. Because you have these two, now cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. And there is a thing that will, filthiness is there in the flesh as well as the spirit. Right? So let's read that verse 17 again. Now carefully. Therefore, come out from among them. Question. Stop there. Thank you, Sandeep. Come out from among them. Isn't that already a separation? Right? Come out from among them is already a separation. But then it says again, what's the next three line? It's come out from among them and be separate. Why again? That means you can come out from certain things and still go back. The word of God is very clear. Filthiness of the flesh is when you come out. You can cleanse from the filthiness of the flesh by moving away from certain people. But if you don't keep yourself separated, your spirit starts to be intoxicated. The relationship with the Father is dependent on your relationship with the people around. The relationship with God, your Father, whom you accepted as God the Father when you baptized, is dependent on your relationship with the people around. It's dependent on the relationships you step into. Let's read about Lot. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 7. Okay, and delivered righteous. So this is a part where it says about God delivers righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. So verse 7, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. So who is he? He's a righteous man. He's saved, if you want to say, because he's called righteous, right? So that means he walks by faith. Vishwastha nadakkunna neethimanaya Lot. Pashe, he was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. So that means who were his friends? There were people who were not of faith at all. And they oppress you. In fact, it says, can you put verse 8, please? For that righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by what? Seeing? So you decide. If your soul needs to be tormented, all you need to do is keep watching what you're watching. Keep hearing what you're doing. You keep on watching YouTube shorts. You keep on doing it. Jadathil vidhikkunnavan, jadathil naasham koyyum. ആത്മാവിൽ വിതയ്ക്കുന്നവൻ ആത്മാവിൽ നിത്യജീവനെ കൊയ്യും. ഇഫ് യു സോ ഇൻ ദ ഫ്ലഷ് യു റീപ്പ് ഡെത്ത്, ഇഫ് യു സോ ഇൻ ദ സ്പിരിറ്റ് യു റീപ്പ് എറ്റേണൽ ലൈഫ്. നൗ വെർ ആർ യു സോയിങ്? യു ഹാഡ് ഹോൾ സമ്മർ ടൈം, വെർ ഡിഡ് യു സോ? യു മേ ഹാവ് ബീൻ ഇൻ ക്യാമ്പ്, സ്റ്റിൽ വെർ ഡിഡ് യു സോ? ഇഫ് യു സോഡ് ഇൻ ദ ഫ്ലഷ് ഡെത്ത്, ഇഫ് യു സോഡ് ഇൻ ദ സ്പിരിറ്റ് eternal life. You know what's challenging is, you can be in the church and you may be still sowing in the flesh. Chalpa aaradhana shaili jadathi nairikkum pongunnu avada vedakkunnengil naashama karanthuriyo naale. After that good performance, somebody may not come and say, oh brother, it was good, and you will be depressed. Oh seriyaa sound adjust cheyyu seriyaa. No, jadathil vedachal, you sow in the flesh, you will reap death. You sow in the spirit. This changed my life, by the way. This changed my life not, you know, 10 years ago. I'm saying about 7 days ago. When I was speaking to my friend, I was saying, hey, you know, this is the thing. And I was at Ottawa, and he was telling me, he was encouraging me from the word. And he said, if you sow in the flesh, you reap this. Now, choice is, where do you sow? And he encouraged me by one thing that I want to say, tell you also, is sometimes when you pray, you may not experience the presence of God. But still, where are you sowing? In the spirit. തോന്നി ഇല്ലേലും പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചോണം. കാരണം എന്തറിയോ, വിതയ്ക്കാൻ വിതയ്ക്കുന്നത് ആത്മാവിലും കൊയ്യാൻ പോകുന്നത് നിത്യ. യു മേ ഫീൽ ടയേർഡ്, but still. Not everything is favorable, but still, വിതച്ചോ വിതയ്ക്ക. Why do you think they say, you know, don't forget to read the Bible? You may not feel like it, but still sow in the spirit. Having these promises. So righteous man Lot is oppressed by what he's hearing and seeing. Who are you talking to? Who are you watching? Therefore, having these promises, right? Let's cleanse ourselves. And God calls us for a relationship. That is the promise. Where endu vaagtathu ningada manasil undengil, please wipe it away, because God's main call is to a personal relationship with you. He wants to be your father. Ningada taalvarel, in your valleys, he just wants to walk with you. He is not a distant God, and if he is silent, that means he knows exactly what he's bringing out of you. ദൂത് കേൾക്കുന്നത് കൊണ്ടല്ലായിരിക്കണം, അങ്ങനെ ആയിരിക്കില്ല നമ്മൾ മുന്നേ പോകേണ്ടത്. ഡോണ്ട് തിങ്ക് ദാറ്റ് യു പ്രോഗ്രസ് ഇൻ സ്പിരിച്വൽ ലൈഫ് വെൻ യു ഹിയർ എ ഗോഡ് ലൈക്ക് പ്രൊഫറ്റിക്കൽ വേർഡ്. യു ഗോ പ്രോഗ്രസ് ഇൻ ക്രിസ്ത്യൻ ലൈഫ് ബിക്കോസ് ഹി ആസ്ക്ഡ് യു ടു. യു മേ ബി റണ്ണിങ് എ റേസ്, യു മേ ഹാവ് നോബഡി ടു സപ്പോർട്ട് യു, ബട്ട് ദ പോയിന്റ് ഇസ് യു ഹാവ് ബീൻ കോൾഡ് ടു റൺ. യുവർ ഗോൾ ഇസ് ഫിനിഷ് ലൈൻ. ഇഫ് യു ഹാവ് ടു ലിംപ്, ഗോ ഫോർ ഇറ്റ്, ലിംപ് ആൻഡ് ഗോ. If you have to crawl, go far away. But nobody is going to be saying, great job, Abel. Nobody is going to say that. You may have people, praise God. But one thing we know, there's a great audience up there in Hebrews chapter 11 saying, we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses saying, hey, Joel, don't worry. I know what that is. Hey, Joshua, don't worry. I know what that is. I have gone through that. All the people you look in the galore of Hebrews chapter 11, they went through tough times. But we want what? Deliverance from all difficulties. Acts chapter 14, I think it says like this, you know, when you are called to the kingdom of God, the pathway is only one, tribulation. ഞെരുക്കത്തിൽ കൂടെ മാത്രമേ ദൈവരാജ്യത്തിൽ കടക്കാൻ പറ്റൂ. That's the call. So, having these promises, cleanse yourself so that you don't hear those things, you don't see those things that will oppress your righteous soul. You may be a babe in Christ, but don't allow things to stunt your growth. Alle, if we know somebody who is stunted in their physical growth, endu dukha appam appanaya devamo, God who is a father. And this, remember, this is not just a promise in the New Testament. This verse is quoted from the Old Testament. In which all the while he was trying to be a father to the generation, he called Israel his son. Whose son was Adam? Youths. Huh? Huh? ഇംഗ്ലീഷ് വായിക്കുന്നവർക്ക് അറിയാവുന്നവർക്ക്. ഡു യു നോ, ലെറ്റ്സ് ഗോ ടു ലൂക്ക് ചാപ്റ്റർ 3 വേഴ്സ് 38. The son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of... He started off with a fatherly relationship. But Adam failed to continue obeying. And I am not putting Adam away, because if it was me, I would do the same. Alle, don't think we are better than Adam. Adam had all glory seen in front of his eyes. He failed. We haven't even seen, we don't know the spelling of glory. What are the chances we would even stand up? See, so God from the beginning wanted a earthly, like wanted a fatherly relationship, and he calls us back into it. And for those who have not stepped into a relationship with Christ, I'm saying is God is not your father. Sounds very offensive, right? But the truth of the cross is offensive. Kollum sugangaanadilla pinne. I've told some people, you know, when I step into this, I know it's not going to be all, you know, roses and I don't know what the phrase is, but yeah, it's not going to be smooth. I know you have to be there only 6 months in a church, and if you're really standing for it, John the Baptist lost his head, right? John the Baptist lost his head. He preached the gospel as is. He looked at the Son of God and preached. He lost his head. If he stayed too long, you're going to be cautious. Maybe we are not making people uncomfortable enough by the truth. By the truth, huh? Not Pentecostal, Malayali, Charitram. No. Bible, Charitram. Bible. You want to preach the word. Culture is there. And in culture, there is respect also. It is expected of it. That is why God, how many of you think God makes a mistake? We all agree that, right? If anybody says, oh, I am sad that I am born in a Malayali culture, you are saying, God, I am sorry, you made a mistake. Right? No, like Kebram Brenola, saw in Amen and Baranda. Kayanum Bakanda. Right? I started there, by the way, youths. I started there. I'm like, oh, Malayali view. But slowly I realized, wait, who am I pointing? I'm not even pointing my parents. I am pointing the one who said, you be born in this part of the world. And we agree that he doesn't make a mistake. Huda, Rabba, Rabba, Shaba, Raga. Sometimes you may say, oh, because I have a Malayali physique, I may be putting on weight. Whose mistake? ദൈവം അനുവദിക്കാതെ ഒരു കാര്യം നടക്കും. ഇഫ് വിൽ എനിത്തിങ് ഹാപ്പൻ ഇൻ യുവർ ലൈഫ് ഇഫ് ഗോഡ് ഹാസ് എൻ ഗിവൺ എ ഗ്രീൻ സിഗ്നൽ? എടാ പിശാച് അടങ്ങത്തില്ല, അനങ്ങത്തില്ല. ഗോഡ് ഗേവ് സേറ്റൻ ദ ഫ്രീഡം ടു മൂവ്. ദാറ്റ്സ് വൈ ഹി ടച്ച്ഡ് ജോബ്. ദെൻ വി ആർ വറീഡ് അബൌട്ട് ഹൂ ഇഫ് ഗോഡ് ഈസ് യുവർ ഫാദർ. Meaning, if your father has not given permission, then nothing will stand against you. But if he has given permission, the whole world may stand against you, but still, he is there with you. Hallelujah! Amen. So, we are being called with these promises. He wants to be a father to you who is alone. You may be surrounded with friends. You may be doing things back to back. But God is your father. You are not alone. He knows you. Your prayers may seem like it's not being answered, but the Lord knows the time to answer it. Therefore, having these promises, cleanse yourself. Put away those things. If it's Instagram, delete it if it's needed. Because Instagram il etra vere aatmavil vidikkunu. How many of you are sowing, right? Or Snapchat, right? We can share the gospel. I know I'm not against it, but I'm saying is the chances of all of us having Snapchat and leading somebody to faith is what, 50%, 70, or maybe let's go down. Yes, sorry about me coming there, but yeah. So God calls us to be, God wants us to be a father to you. God wants to be a father to me. Remember, ഞാനീ പറഞ്ഞ കാര്യങ്ങളൊന്നും, don't think that I am, you know, being sanctimonious here. I am not doing holier than thou. No, I am learning it the hard way. You can ask my Sunday school kids. Every time I'm coming, I'm saying, guys, pray for me. Now they don't trust me, but I'm saying, they're like, pray for me because I am struggling just like all of you. പക്ഷെ ഒന്ന് എനിക്കറിയാം, I know one thing. God is my father. If somebody kicks us out, if we lose approval, still, God is my father. Right? എൻ്റെ പ്രാർത്ഥനയ്ക്ക് മറുപടി തന്നില്ലെങ്കിലും still, God is a father. Hallelujah. So, let's read a few more verses and I'll try to stop it. I always think that my sermon's going to be small, but it's God loves you guys so much that he wants to speak intimately. And you have to pray, God help me to be alert and awake to receive it. All right, let's read. So, before he told these promises in Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, 16, he's saying, I will dwell in them, walk among them. Let's read verse 14. Okay. All right, so over there, here, this is what you see here. So Paul is defending his ministry all the way to chapter 6. And having defended his ministry, there's only one instruction he gives the church. Is in the First Corinthians, there was a person who did a grievous sin. അവനോട് ക്ഷമിക്കാൻ പറയുക. അപ്പൻ്റെ ഭാര്യ വെച്ചിട്ടാണോട് അവനോട് ക്ഷമിക്കാൻ പറയുക. That's the only instruction before the chapter that I'm reading right now. And he says one thing. This is off topic, but maybe worth knowing is, we know a lot of us know this verse by heart, but can you take 2 Corinthians 2:11? I think it's 11. Let Satan not take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his. Satan namme tholpirikkirathu avante thondrangale namme ariyathu. ഇത് ഭയങ്കര വി ഓൾ നോ ഇറ്റ് ബൈ ഹാർട്ട് റൈ വി അല്ലേ സാത്താൻ നമ്മളെ തോൽപ്പിക്കരുത് യു നോ വാട്ട് ഇസ് എ കോണ്ടെക്സ്റ്റ് ക്ഷമിച്ചില്ലെങ്കിൽ സാത്താൻ നിന്നെ തോൽപ്പിക്കും അതാ കോണ്ടെക്സ്റ്റ് പക്ഷെ നമ്മളെന്തുവാ ബ്രദറെ സൂക്ഷിക്കണം അതല്ല ക്ഷമിക്ക് ഫോർഗീവ് ആൻഡ് ബൈ ദ വേ ഐ സ്ട്രഗിൾ വിത്ത് ഫോർഗീവ്നെസ് ഞാൻ പ്രീച്ച് ചെയ്യാൻ എപ്പോഴും ഹെസിറ്റേറ്റ് ചെയ്യുന്ന ടു ടോപ്പിക്സ് ഒന്ന് ഫോർഗീവ്നെസ് രണ്ട് speaking. Adharam kondulla samsaram. James chapter 3, the fearful chapters for me. Right, that's what we are doing in East Bible studies. You know, if you are teachers, more ready. So, if I get more ready, you pray. I mean, one, thank God because I am God's son. Because God is my father. He'll discipline those he loves. But second, pray that I sustain. Karna, nyan parayana nala nyan nikyo nalla. Kruba, kruba, kruba. So that's the first instruction. So the second instruction is what we read in verse 14. Chapter 6, verse 14. At least in my understanding, if I have missed something, I'll be happy to take any corrections there. But okay, Stacy, can we go to verse 11? I'll just do the read. 6:11. Oh, KPC Church, we have spoken openly to you and our heart is wide open. My heart is wide open about this matter. And then let's go to verse 14. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. My only thing was this. This verse, ellarkum kaanapada ariya. We all know this verse. Especially Malayali samuham, we'll always tell this verse. And it's a valid verse. But my thing that hit me most was, now if you connect with the theme verse I read, the promise was fatherhood, which means if you have to experience a fatherhood, you have to live a life that's separated from God. And that separation description above that included relationships. Like, relationships. Not just any relationship, a person who's trying to get into a relation to marry. That is the context. He starts off there. And I was, to be honest, this is not a topic I want to do. I read this verse first, God gave me the verse, and I'm like, okay, it's about holiness. And then I read all the way from chapter 1 all the way to 7. And I told a couple of my spiritual brothers, I'm saying, hey, pray for me. This is not what I stepped out for. But he's saying, don't be unequally yoked with believers. Let's read. For with what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? Meaning, if you are in the light and the other person is in darkness, definitely it's a no-no. So if you are in the light, your character should be as mentioned in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8. You are in the light, meaning you are a child of God, you have baptized, you are waiting on the Holy Spirit. For you were once in darkness, but now you are in the, your light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, verse 10 please. Stacy. All right. Finding out what is acceptable in the Lord. In the child, when you are a child in a child of God, when you are a child, one who walks in the light, one who says you have received the light, it is crucial for you to see if that finding out if what you have stepped in is acceptable to God, right? Anything, even the friends that we choose. In Proverbs, there's a verse: the righteous chooses his friends carelessly, Allah, carefully. It's a very tough thing. We all need to pray. I ask the church, you know, keep all of us in prayers. You know, keep the youth in prayers. Why is God giving this word, right? Because he's saying is he wants to be your father. And anything, one thing that affects your fatherly relationship is your relationship with your, people around. So relationship with the father can be broken by the relationship you have horizontally, right? I'm not going to talk about, you know, believers, non-believers. I think it should be a clear signal. But I'm saying is, the child of God's role is finding out what is acceptable to God. You walk as a child of light, let's say you struggle, have people in your life, have mentors in your life, have auntie Mary in your life, have, you know, Uncle Mary in your life, have fathers in your life who you can say, hey, I'm like, hey, I don't know about this. And then what we will do is we will sit with you and say, we'll find out if that is acceptable to God. See, being in a gray area is not a problem, but acting in a gray area is a problem. How many of you follow that? Gray area ennu vacha krathave idinde hidamano alliyo aa samayathe chalikkalle chalicha paapo, because anything that doesn't step out of faith is sin. Right? So, and God is saying, I want to be your father. You may be alone, but I want to be your father. Enikku monde pidavan. I want to be a father to you, dear one. I want to be a father to you, dear child. Right? You may be going through valleys. You may be going through pains. Pashe enikku pidavan. Aa pidavan vendi thanda putrane avan aichu. Right? To be a father to me, to be a father to you. And that is why we all have that Lord's table, the bread and the wine together. What are we proclaiming? Nammalellarum or appathinte avakashigal, and we are saying, or appante makkal, children of one father. Pray for me. Hallelujah. Because I would like to just preach on holiness and go away. But if Bible, that context clearly says relationships. What I do is when I'm asked to preach is I start asking God, what is the verse? He will give me a verse, and with that verse I'll sit till Saturday. And then I start to read. I'm like, oh, why now? This is not what I want to preach. But then I have, you know, brothers and, you know, mentor or, you know, supports who will say, God gave it to you. We're going to pray. And I want you to pray for us. You know, people who lead, please. This is no joke. Because one of us slips. In fact, one false story, one false report is enough for the enemy to get one of your own children. Alle, ellavarayum kunjangal, ellavarayum kunjangal. Angane aayikkanam parayandi. The church kids is everybody's kids. Right? And so God calls us to be in a fatherly relationship. As, you know, make sure you put away everything that you see that oppresses your righteous soul. Because neethimanaya lotha nerukkam anubhavicha aathmavil. Chalappa nammal chumma scroll cheythu vidunna videos. അത് ആത്മാവിലാണോ വിധിക്കുന്നതെന്ന് ചിന്തിച്ചാൽ മതി. നിങ്ങൾ ഞാൻ ചെയ്യുന്നത് കണ്ടാൽ അന്നേരം തന്നെ ചോദിച്ചോണം, ബ്രദറെ അല്ല മോനെ ആത്മാവിലാണോ, ഇത്രയും പറഞ്ഞാൽ മതി, ഞാൻ അന്നേരം പൊക്കോളാം. ബിക്കോസ് യു നോ വൈ, നമുക്ക് എല്ലാവർക്കും ആ സപ്പോർട്ട് വേണം. ഓൾറൈറ്റ്, keep me true Lord Jesus, keep me true, keep me true Lord Jesus, keep me true, keep me true Lord Jesus, keep me true, keep me true Lord Jesus, keep me true. There's a race that I must run, there are victories to be won. Give me power every hour to be true. Can we be a true son to God? Can I ask all of the youths, from Alan to Elsa, all of stand up. I'm just going to sing that once more, but I want you to have that prayer. The only reason is because it has relationships included in it. Anybody under 30, like, you know, who's not stepped into marriage, I just want to pray. Actually, Esther's Dia. Right? I'm just going to pray for you. Hey, by the way, it's not my anointing. Devathinte vajanama. All I'm doing is I'm just going to proclaim the truth, but I'm just going to hum the song once more. You know, so, you know, music team, bear with my tune there, but what is important is your commitment with God. Church, can you keep us in prayer? Can you keep the youth in prayer? Because ഇവർ നാളെ വീണാൽ നിങ്ങളെല്ലാവരും ചിലപ്പം നമ്മൾ ഒരുമിച്ച് ദുഃഖിക്കും. We don't want that to happen. It is important our children have good futures. They step into godly relationships and they are wise. ഇവരൊക്കെ നാളത്തെ ശക്തന്മാരാ. That is why we are doing this. Keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true. 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 There's a race that I must run, there are victories to be won. Give me power every hour to be true. There's a race that I must run, there are victories to be won. Give me power every hour to be true. Vishwasthena kenne kartave, Vishwasthena kenne kartave, Vishwasthena enne kartave. വിശ്വസ്തേന എന്നെ കർത്താവേ. ഓട്ടമോടേണ്ടതുണ്ട്, ജയം നേടേണ്ടതുണ്ട്, ഓരോ നിമിഷവും നിൻ കൃപാതാ. ഓട്ടമോടേണ്ടതുണ്ട്, ജയം നേടേണ്ടതുണ്ട്, ഓരോ നിമിഷവും നിൻ കൃപാതാ. Loving Heavenly Father, we give the youngsters into your hands, O God. I pray, Lord, that you would keep them safe in your hands. I pray, Lord, they would all have you as a personal father, O God, Father. They would call you Father. I pray, Lord, they would experience that fatherhood. Holy Spirit, without you, we cannot do anything, because the Holy Spirit, Lord, you have to come into our life and save us from the spirit of bondage and change us to call you Abba, Father. Father, Lord, I pray you would keep everybody safe, O God, in their hearts and minds. They would be cleansed of every filthiness that is in flesh, O God. Lord, I pray for the whole church, O God, Father. I pray, Lord, that nobody would be, Lord, flirting with sin, O God, Father. I pray your name would be magnified, Jesus. Lord, here I am. I give myself unto your hands. Lord, I pray your word would flourish and it would do its job, as I know your word says it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Asking all of the kids to come up and say their testimonies and song.